Okay, he's dead. Let's go get him. That's another one for the fire.
Podcast. If you've ever went to a fancy Mexican restaurant just to come in a sombrero, welcome home. I'm your host, Tanner. Yeah, that was me spitting out gum.
Candy. Andy. It's your boy Juan.
Yeah, we ate Porta today, which is a Mexican restaurant in our one of our towns. And Tanner said something about, like, he's like, you guys ever eat Mexican food and come in a sombrero? What the fuck? I had a mouthful of beans, and I was like, shit.
Damn, that almost has the same consistency, right?
Yeah. Dude, if you get the vegetarian, I think it's like vegetarian beef, it's like two bean burritos, but it's got like a shit ton of cheese and a shit ton of burrito sauce. When you're done with that, you get like the world's best bean dip for free.
Oh, for free?
Because there's always something left over,
oh,
you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think they charge like fucking $5-6 for bean dip, and it's like...
Bean dip is nasty. I'm not a bean dip fan. I don't like, I like refried beans, but like it becomes overpowering. Like I'm over it.
I love them.
After about three bites, I'm done.
Oh, I can do it. But it's got to have other stuff with it. Yeah. If it's just like straight up refried beans, fuck that. That's gross.
Nah,
it's
like, you got to put like cheese on it or put some onions in it or something.
Something like that. But I mean.
You guys love onions.
Beans are cool.
Onions are fucking delicious.
I used to hate them when I was a kid, man.
I did too.
Yeah.
What, beans or onions?
Onions. Okay. I always love beans, dude. I'll never not like beans.
She's like, I didn't eat baby food. I ate fucking beans.
Beans.
Dude, I ate a lot of mashed potatoes when I was younger, too.
Mashed potatoes are fried. Dude, I used to just eat the gravy. Like, we'd get like Lee's or KFC, and like all that would be left is gravy in the refrigerator. So I'd just warm it up and eat it.
Just that get is your little not for chug, chug, chug.
No, it's not. But it's good.
I feel like, speaking of that, like Tanner and fucking another guy we work with love KFC.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Dude, it sucks. Really, dude.
Yeah.
There's been a massive decline in quality for KFC.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this before. I don't know why I keep bringing it up, but.
Because I keep bringing up their fries because I thought they used to suck.
The fries are good.
And now, like, I'm fucking obsessed, dude. It's pissing me off.
The chicken tastes like,
I don't know.
Delicious.
I don't know what it is, but, like, I've been craving French fries so fucking bad. And then I'm like, dude, I just want a whole bunch of KFC French fries. Yeah. But I don't want the chicken from KFC.
Sorry, not sorry.
So, you know, I end up just getting the nugs. And if you got the app, if you spend $10, you get 10 free nugs. Mm. So I get the combo with the 10 nugs, and they get 10 free nugs. So I have 20 nugs and French fries.
I just feel like their chicken just is went downhill.
Dude. Well, it's all those fucking steroids, dude.
Well, it just tastes like, it tastes like it's been watered down. It tastes like they're like made like the world's best fried chicken. They're like, we're going to let this set in water overnight and then refry it again. It's like,
possible, dude. They probably prep it the day before or something.
I don't know. Every time I've went, it's been fine. I always get like,
because you love KFC.
I don't like love it like that. I mean,
I don't know, bro.
No, we're Tillotson.
Tillotson is like the closest place for us to get food and not
there's
like
there's Arby's, there's McDonald's, dude, there's Little C's, there's Chinese food.
We're always
there's
in there sitting underneath
Wingstop.
There's that fucking dumb bucket in there. You know what I'm talking about? That big stupid fucking bucket. Yeah. Like there's like two or three of us, and we're in there on with that whole fucking
eight
table.
Eight person fucking table. There's three of us sitting side by side
on that dumb fucking bucket.
We don't even space it out. We're just like right next to each other.
I want
to
get a dumb bucket for in here.
You should, dude. It'd be awesome.
I'm going to put a badass light in this room.
You better.
Just imagine a fucking Hank cool ass hanging light.
Dude, just get a fucking chandelier.
Yeah, I might, as long as it's got fucking chicken on it.
You know? Drumsticks.
Have the pull cords be chicken feathers or something.
That would be pretty fucking hot, dude.
Yeah, dude. I love that thought.
No, dude. I mean, Popeyes is way fucking better, dude.
I wish
we had
a Popeyes.
Yeah, but we don't have
so
one.
We don't.
Dude, I would drive to Anderson to get Popeyes.
I have been this close to driving to Anderson to get Popeyes.
It's good, dude. And honestly, they're I think Anderson's got... Do they have a White Castle there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the one in Daleville. That one fucking sucks. That's food poison city, baby.
No, it ain't. I've had that White Castle a lot.
The one in Anderson, dude, it's clean and it's fucking fantastic.
I mean, is any White Castle actually clean?
That one's good. Yeah, that one's very clean, dude.
I've never seen a clean surprised, White Castle. Yeah. It's like seeing a clean Waffle House. You just don't.
It sucks our Hardee's lasted so little.
Dude, I've gotten food. I've had maybe food poisoning four times in my entire life. Three out of the four times, I'm not fucking joking, it's been from Hardee's.
When we had it? When Muncie had it?
Yep.
Like recently?
Yes, yes. Damn. So I was working at B-Dubs, and I went and got the biscuits and gravy because that's the only thing that matters at Hardee's. Dude, after, you know, that shit digested, I was out for the count. Fucking decimated
Their breakfast is decent, but, dude, their fucking burgers, it's too fucking thick, man. It's like you're eating to a fucking...
You don't like thick meat?
No, dude.
I didn't eat it one gay, time dude. When it was here. But every time I'm in Anderson or, like, around that area, I get that one. But the one here, I didn't touch it one fucking time.
Oh. Well, that's the reason why I went out.
Well, I heard a lot of people got food poisoning from it, and then they opened that chicken place there, and it got closed down because of fucking food violations and shit.
Oh, Church's Chicken's closed down?
No, it closed down for like 3 or 4 days or something because of a health code violation. Listen, to the food.
You know what's crazy about a restaurant getting closed down for health verification, whatever?
Yeah.
Working in a restaurant as a manager and seeing how many things you could actually get away with. And, like, things that, like, certain people, like, just kind of let go and be like, hey, you know, you shouldn't be doing this or this. If a restaurant gets closed, they have done too much shit.
It's bad, yeah.
Like, it's bad, bad. The amount of things that we shouldn't have got, like, we should have been closed down for at B-Dubs, like, it was multiple times. But then they just let certain shit slide, man. It's wild.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to get shut down. You really have to try to fuck up. But no, while we're on the topic of chicken, have you guys had Bojangles before?
No, I want Bojangles so bad.
God, dude.
I want to try it. It is so
fucking good. So what you get, man, is you get like the breakfast fucking chicken sandwich and you have put pimento cheese on it.
Ooh.
It's like
they got pimento cheese?
They do.
Dude, that is such an unsung cheese.
The pimento cheese on the chicken biscuit. Oh my fucking God.
That sounds fucking fire.
We went in there. You know it's going to be good because we went in there. We were visiting Crystal's sister and we stayed like in like the city over. It was like a kind of like we're between here and Muncie. It was like a 25-minute drive. And we went in there, and like there was like two of the employees were like shouting at each other and shit. And I was like, this is going to be some good fucking chicken. I can just tell, you know.
Wait, where are you staying this Bojangles is at?
It was in Illinois.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was about to say. I thought maybe it was like when you went to New York or something.
I don't think I've ever even seen a fucking sign for that.
See, they don't have them around here.
No.
Yeah, I know. But like we don't even have fucking Sonic around here. That sucks.
Kokomo's like the closest one, I think.
That's not even worth it.
Dude, Sonic's food kind of sucks, though.
Their slushies is where it's
at.
That's
what I drinks. Want.
That strawberry drinks. Slush, dude, is the worth best. It.
Yeah. They have a Sonic, too, down there in Illinois where her sister's from.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, man. I mean, it's a good little trip.
Yeah.
I was in Florida a few years ago. They had a Sonic, and it was like 2 miles down the road from where I was staying. And I just kept going there, and I would get the like the nerd slushies certain one.
Yeah, that's what Crystal
gets. So
fucking
good, bro.
But I'd be like, just fill it up like 3 quarters, and I would just dump like a fucking whole pint in it and just sit on the beach and just get fucking hammered.
Fucking would.
That kind of sounds like a good time, though,
it
dude.
Was, yeah, dude. Honestly, it was fun.
That
was just like my starter drink. Like, I'd just be driving to the beach or riding to it. I didn't drive.
Driving and drinking?
No,
bro?
I didn't drive at all. I didn't drive at all, but like... riding to the beach every time. Hey, stop by Sonic so I can get a fucking drink.
You know what we need to get? A fucking golf cart. So we can drink and drive a golf cart around here. My town where I'm at, it's almost like a retirement community. There's a lot of older people.
Yeah.
But like, there's golf carts fucking everywhere and I don't have one. And it's because they're like $6,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't want to fucking spend $6,000, but I kind of want one.
Do a PayPal on four, dude. Or Afterpay, whatever you want to do. Just Afterpay fucking golf cart.
No thanks. I'd rather get another credit card out that way, you know. But
when we had our lake house, we had a golf cart. So, like, been driving
damn
forever.
Rich. I'm just fucking with you.
Well, I mean, it was fucking fun, but it was scary at times, too, because we'd just go out and fucking get hammered and then just drive through fucking cornfields or fucking ramp shit. Like, it was fucking stupid.
Dude, it's
really
fun. Crystal's cousins and her like uncle and aunt and shit, they have a thing every year we go out to, and it's like in northern Indiana. It's like some kind of like big campground area. Mm-hmm. And they have two golf carts, so we always like go up there and we drink and just drive the golf cart around and just
that sounds awesome.
Last time there was like a massive fucking blow up screen like out there and they by the lake, and they had a fucking like a boxing match on and shit, and they had a fucking like a rave going on. It was fucking
that's wild.
Weird,
that sounds
dude.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But
I've never actually been on a golf cart. Period. It's I've never driven one. I've never even been on one.
Have you been in like a convertible? Oh, I was going to say, it kind of feels like that, but way, way, way slower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of feel the air. It's nice at night, dude, because you're like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
This is some good air.
I just rode a dirt bike for the first time in my life. Or a motorized bike in general the first time in my life. It was fucking awesome.
Hell yeah. I don't really want to ride anything like that. I rode a scooter.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun. I fell off of it one time.
Yeah, I was really scared. I kept like going faster and faster the more I would do it. But it's a little scary. I didn't have no helmet on or nothing.
Yeah, like motorcycles are really cool, but I could never drive one. I'd be too scared to die.
Yeah, but it's too easy.
It is, man. You fucking split your dome real quick. Yeah,
and wearing those helmets are very claustrophobic. Like,
yeah,
holy
yeah.
Fuck,
I used to have to wear one because I was like, there was some kind of like city ordinance. Like, if you're under a certain age, you have to wear a helmet. So I was wearing one of those big ass helmets on a fucking scooter. And I was like, God damn, it sucks.
I thought you were just telling us you used to wear a helmet.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually wearing a helmet right now. And you don't know because you're just listening. You don't know if I have a fucking helmet on or not.
We're listening.
I do have a helmet on, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he rides a bike.
Yeah, I do.
And knee pads and elbow pads.
Well. What'd we watch, Kyle?
Hey, we watched a movie on Shudder called Late Night with the Devil, which is a fun wannabe 1970s talk show movie that is very reminiscent of like watching an episode of late night television.
Tanner asked, like, he texts me, I think, what, twice? So, what are we watching? And then he texts the group message like two or three times. Hey, man, what are we watching again? I did that last week, though, I think. It was last week, yeah. And that was an easy one to remember.
Well, when I asked you, I was like, what is it on? And you were like, don't know. So I was like, all right, I'm going to ask in the group text. And then he was like, it's only on Shudder. I was like, don't have fucking Shudder. Come to find out, had fucking Shudder.
Right. What's wild about this is that this is the second movie to come out in Australia in the past 2 years that has been perceived so well. This movie, I feel like Australia is having like this big renaissance of films. Because their first film to come out that was really big was Talk to Me. And now this came out and it's like really big and like everybody's talking about it. So hopefully like they continue to like crank out shit, which would be awesome.
Crank out like crank hogs? Or
yeah.
Yeah, hopefully they do crank their hogs.
Yeah.
You know? No, Crystal started watching this movie and like I think we were like banging or something in between it. Because it happens a lot. We started watching it and it was like, something like that happened, and then I was like, we got to restart this. So, like, I was like, man, this is actually really cool, because I was just catching glimpses of it in between, and I was like, what the fuck is going on here? I was like, is this a fucking talk show?
Yeah.
And I was like, what are we watching? And then we restarted. I was like, wait a second. It's just cool, because it's like, it's supposed to be like a Halloween special.
Yeah.
Which is like, I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm all for that.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But
no, it was just so cool, because it like starts out very Texas Chainsaw remnants of like, you know, there is a man in a leather face killing people, blah, 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 blah. And so it's like a little bit of a documentary in the beginning. And then it's like, well, here are the entire Halloween special with behind the scenes footage, not never before seen or whatever. And so when it goes to commercial break, you see what's going on while the commercials are running. And that is just so fucking cool.
Yeah. I don't know. They did a really good job of making it seem like a real talk show.
Right.
I mean, during the talk show parts, because there's some like behind the scenes shit too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was very well done. And it's, to my knowledge, I don't remember seeing any other movie like this.
So I do want to bring this up. There is a indie film called the WNUF Halloween Special.
Mm-hmm.
The director is Chris. Oh, I hate that. I'm forgetting his last name right now, but the WNUF special came out in like 2014, and what it was a news show of this guy, this old newscaster going into a house and stuff, and there's like actual commercials in these spots, and like it's telling a story like you're watching a VHS that you found of a news recording for Halloween. But what's great about that movie is that that director filmed and made all these Halloween commercials, and he filmed and made the entire movie. Mm-hmm. So it's just so awesome that like you watch that and there's no way in hell that the director has never seen WNUF Halloween special.
Yeah, I was going to say it's pretty, it's pretty close to the same idea.
Yeah, you know? And this one came out way earlier and he just made a sequel to it as well, the WNUF special.
I don't know. I love movies that have commercials in them.
Yeah. Which you need to watch. You got to watch the WNUF because, like.
Yeah, I will. I really like this.
Because
yeah.
I thought he just took old, like, Halloween commercials and put in his movie. But I met him because he was shown the second one at Scarlet Lane Brewery. And he was talking about how he filmed every single one of them. And that just blows my fucking mind.
Which movie is it? Which Nicolas Cage movie where they have the Cheddar Goblin commercials?
Mandy.
Mandy, dude.
Yeah,
dude. That is Mandy's one of the awesome. Best commercials ever. Yeah. Cheddar Goblin. He's like, throwing up mac and cheese on him.
And that shit's just so out of left field.
It is, dude. And I love that because, like, you know when you have commercials in horror movies, they're always going to be funny.
Oh, yeah.
They're never serious.
No.
I mean, you and I have talked about doing something like that before, and it's just like... Right. Just that just seems like it's gonna be like it would be so much fun,
right?
You know,
some of the scenes in the movie I was getting like
boners.
Yeah, well, duh, the whole time. But I was getting like Joaquin Phoenix's Joker vibes from some of the.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like where they're in the studio and shit, and I don't know. It was just something I kept like I was like, man, I'm getting kind of Joker vibes from.
Yeah, this. I see what you're saying. Like when he's on the talk show.
Yeah,
it kind like of
through though. There who? Was a few.
The host or like
all of it.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's kind of has that same like feel.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like it's a talk show and it's gritty.
It was not cozy, but it was like,
yeah, not like the Joker really movie, not the whole movie, just the scene.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I was trying to think of. I was just trying to think of that acting style and I didn't get that.
Tanner's like, it's kind of getting some Joker vibes. Like when he's like dancing on the stairs, you know, like,
yeah,
no,
I just like some of the scenes that happened from that movie to this one. Like it was just, I don't know. It was like cozy and interesting because the talk show theme, like you said, you don't see that much. And right. I don't know why my brain went to that, but it was just like the vibe I was getting. And I was just like, man, this is fucking easy watching. There's interesting shit going on. And like when they were cutting, they were like even crazier shit was like starting to happen, build up like both movie styles.
Yeah, that's one of the things too, because you don't see too many of these movies like this. Mm-mm. So you don't know, it's not predictable. You don't know where the fuck they're going to go with it.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it keeps you guessing and it's interesting because there's not too many, I know like there's that one you talked about, but there's not too many movies that have an original idea like this.
Right.
So I don't know. I like that. I appreciate it just for that fact.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Well, also what else is cool about this movie is that there's some scenes where there's like stuff happening in the background. And I noticed something and I was like, I looked at Rachel and I was like, oh, did you see that? She was like, no, I didn't see it. And there's this part where they're like backstage and the host and this guy's talking, but there's a TV behind him and it's like on static white noise.
I seen
and
that.
There's a face in it. And yeah. I was see, like, oh, I love that. I caught shit.
That. Yeah. That makes you want to go watch it a second time.
Right. To see if there's any background shit.
I probably will watch this a second or third time.
Yeah. Like, I would watch it again.
It was pretty interesting.
I love the feel of it.
Yeah, I do too.
Might be during Halloween time.
You gotta watch Hubie Halloween though, Kyle.
I might.
I'm gonna make that my next pick. See, have to fucking watch it. No, I'm saving that. That's gonna around Halloween time. I'm gonna do that one.
Okay.
It's not horror, but it's
worth
good. It.
Yeah,
it's worth the review. Okay.
But
I still
can't. No, it's crazy because this movie got a little bit of slack because not slack, flack, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Because they used AI shit in it, and the thing that was AI was the. We'll be right back, Night Owl shit, and like the, you know, where it like kind of broke away and it was like the skeleton with the TV and stuff. So they just AI generated those instead of like paid somebody to do it.
Are people still like really upset about that kind of shit? Like the,
yeah.
Like the art people, they're like, it's theft. It's like, bitch, it ain't theft.
I think the biggest thing is like, it's theft because you could just get an artist to make that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's not, you're not stealing from anybody.
No, but I think the biggest problem is like, you could go get AI shit for free and it's not copywritten or anything and you could use it for whatever you want.
Yeah, but then again, like if you say, you're like, oh, I like that, I'm going to use that in my movie, then you can take it too.
Right.
But like, I don't know, that's the thing. Like, it's just like saying, oh, people that fucking plow these fields out here lost their jobs because we invented backhoes. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
It's just the evolution.
You know, it's a sticky situation. Like, I think in the indie world, I think it shouldn't matter. So to speak, because it is so hard and money so tight that, like, if I just want this quick little fucking thing to flash on the TV, it shouldn't fucking matter. You know what I mean? But big budget movies just shell out the fucking $500 to $1,000.
As they have it.
You know, support an artist because that's what all people are, artists. So
yeah, I don't know. It's just like, it's one of those things. It's just like, I don't feel like somebody, like, I feel like people are like, they think they're more high and mighty than what they are when they're like, you can't do this. And it's like, bitch, watch me. I'm going to fucking do it. I'm going to do it for fucking free, too.
Right, right.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm not like, if me personally, if I had that big of a budget, I would just fucking pay somebody.
Yeah.
Because 100%. It feels more authentic.
Right, right.
But yeah, I don't know.
But being an indie artist, like, dude, if there's something I want, like, yeah, I'm actually going to ask my friends first. But if they can't do it, then I'm like, well, I'm doing fucking AI.
At yeah. I mean, you can look at my walls right now. All the shit's AI, but like, right. I don't know. Nobody's there's certain
drawing that.
It's illegal.
Yeah. That's, but no, like I'm thinking, I know this is way off subject, but like the pumpkin pulp guys, like I feel like they're, I mean, I know it's physical art, but like that's their thing. Like all their stuff looks like it came from those people. And if we get to the point to where like, you know, AI can do physical shit like that, it's going to be hard for them to nail that guy's exact,
right,
you know, style of stuff. So right. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like if you're good at what you do, it's still going to be able to pop through all the AI shit.
Oh, yeah. I agree. So. Because people are going to want to support you because you're a good person rather than just supporting some sort of computer.
Well, I mean, it's just like your art's good, you know? Like, I don't know. I just don't know anybody that can draw this kind of shit. So, plus, you know, I'm not fucking rich either.
Right.
But
yeah, no, this movie was really fucking cool.
Yeah.
It was. It's, I just like it just because it's so original, man. I need to watch that one you're talking about.
You definitely
for sure.
do because, like, it's good, but, like, there's too many commercials, in my opinion, for WNUF. But
yeah.
Due to know that that guy filmed literally fucking everything, it blows my mind.
Yeah.
So it's just really cool and just fun. And, like, when you see that and then watch Late Night with the Devil, you go, there's just no way they didn't watch this before.
Yeah, one thing about this, I wish it felt more like Halloween. You know what I'm saying? Like
a little bit, yeah.
They had like the pumpkins and stuff like that, but it was more about, and I understand why it's for the story. It was more about like the seance.
Right.
Or not, well, not the seance, the possessed girl. Yeah. You know, but I like kind of like the stuff about like, I don't think they came out and said the Bohemian Grove Society, but they showed like this, you know, the shit with that. Right. Kind of hints around like that dude was a piece of shit. And,
yeah.
You know, he was.
I wish like people were more dressed up in Halloween-y.
Yeah.
And they could have had maybe, like, I don't know, spooky trees or something.
Maybe a couple strippers. Maybe some strippers or something.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you, like, watch Halloween talk show specials, though, I mean, I feel like it nailed it.
No, I agree. It was just the imagery wasn't quite there, I think. Yeah. And really, though, I mean, like, if you took this movie out of the context of it being, like, a talk show, it would have been pretty bland.
Yeah.
But it's not because it's a fucking talk show. Right,
and it's just fucking cool.
Yeah, and they have to keep it realistic like that, you know? Yeah. They can't, like, I don't know.
It, like, this movie kind of had the feel of Birdman. I don't know if you guys watched Birdman, but it's just that whole, like, in-and-out type thing that's just really well. Like, it's like there's cameras following, and, you know, you're not missing a second of what's happening in this hour-long special.
Yeah.
And I just think that's really fucking cool. How many times I'm going to say this movie's cool.
Cool. It's fucking cool.
Were those special effects with, like, the worms and shit, or was that CGI?
That was special effects.
I liked how they did that and made it look old school.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and it came out in, what, 2024 or 23?
Yeah, it came out this year.
Yeah, okay. So that's why the budget's, like, all over the place.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like how they made it look like old school when they actually did the special effects. Like, that shit was really cool when the dude's neck broke and her throat slit. Like, I thought that shit was fucking, I was like waiting to ask that this whole time. Cause I was like, man, if I say it's CGI, he's going to be fucking furious, but it didn't, it actually looked like it was just special effects too. And I like how they went in and did it that way instead of just doing CGI shit, I guess.
Also, too, the cover is really fucking badass, at least the one they show on Shudder. And just the name of the movie. Like, those two things are, like, super important.
Right.
Because that's what you're going to see first. Mm-hmm. You know, if this movie was called I'm Eating a Corn Dog, I'm going to say, I'm not going to fucking watch this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's, like, that's super important because it draws you to the movie.
But my only issue with it, though, is I expected somebody to catch on fire. I expected a Hereditary fire.
I mean that. Oh, okay.
It you know, like the person's on fire.
It was kind of like a. There was like the was it plasma or something that was like.
Yeah, it was.
You know,
like,
what I'm saying? It was electricity. Yeah, it was like. That was kind of weird.
Yeah.
When that dude fucking burned from like the inside out, that was fucking badass too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, everyone that died was cool.
And shit, that was cool.
Yeah.
As fuck.
Mm-hmm.
No, I so do you guys think that the reason why he kept pushing that girl to do the seance was for the $500,000?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was getting from it.
He was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just a bad dude, you know.
Like, he didn't fucking care.
Right. And then, the only gripe I really have is, like, I wish the girl wasn't, like, that electric demon thing. Yeah. I wish it had more of a demon look, but what kind of demon look would I want, I guess?
Yeah. I don't know. She was just kind of, like, I don't know.
Like, it was neat, but it could have been neater.
It kind of reminded me of, your one pick. I can't remember the name of it.
Wild Hogs? Tim Allen?
Yeah. No. The Exorcist.
Sandlot.
Mm. Like, the way they did her makeup on her face and shit. I was getting
inspiration from that.
Yeah. But, like, the whole electric thing. I feel like they should have focused more on, like, the demon side of it all and just left it like that.
Well, see, it's odd, though, because it's like, we want all these extra things, but then it wouldn't seem like a real talk show.
Right.
So it's like I would, that would be a main flaw. I'd be like, oh, there's just a lot of, you know, sloppy, boring ways they did stuff. But it's like, but this is supposed to be more real. It's supposed to be part of the talk show.
Well, she could have been like on fire and had like those scars and shit. I guess. And then that would have felt a little bit more.
I guess the electricity's not that real. You know what I'm saying? Right. Who fucking knows, man? Who fucking knows? I don't know. I've never seen a demon.
Right.
So. I don't know. I mean, I don't really know what else to say about this movie.
I'm with you, actually. I just think it was a fun, good movie.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot to talk about. You really just have to watch it. You know, it's like, it's weird because it's really good, but there's not like anything like monumental that happens.
Right.
It's a strange watch, but in a good way.
The ending was pretty fucking trippy.
Yeah.
I kept getting so confused, like, because of the time jump, and I was just like, God,
that was cool. Damn. That did make me feel kind of like uncomfortable.
Yeah. I was because really uncomfortable.
He didn't know where the fuck he was at. He's like, he's waking up, and I'm just trying to put myself in his shoes. And that's something that like doesn't happen too often when I'm that drawn in. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of start.
Your lips just popped was weird. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Anxious, you know.
That was funny.
It's all that boba.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like how they, you know, I don't know. It's like. Getting the warps, like when you get really, really high, you kind of almost feel like that. Like that's when you're like, I fucked up.
Yeah.
Because you're in the kitchen and you're like, then you're in your living room. And you're like, I don't remember walking here. I know I did, but how the fuck did I get here? But
that's so funny.
Yeah. No, I almost forgot about the ending. Yeah, that was fucking wild.
He like stabbed the girl and stuff. So the other question is did he kill everybody?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. It was just. There was just, like, so much going on, and then when it, like, ended and showed everybody dead, I was like, so is he the one that's fucking possessed, or, like, was I just tripping this entire fucking movie?
Right.
No, I don't know. I really like this movie. It kind of, like, sounds, the way I was describing it, it's like, I mean, it seemed like it was boring, but it's definitely not. No, it's really cool.
No, it's not boring at all.
It's just hard. It's one of those movies that's hard to fucking talk about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's only so much you can say about this movie, because it's like, there's not a whole lot of, like, history behind it, you know? It just fucking came out.
Right.
But, Tanner, what's the budget?
It says they put $150,000 into it.
Wow. That's really cheap, dude. Holy fuck.
And there's a bunch of different ones. Like, one of them says $11.4 million. Another one says $7.3 million.
Is that how much they made from it?
This one says the Australian flick was released in.
Keep in mind, Australian dollars are higher than American dollars. Like, it's kind of like Canadian, like how Canadian shit's more expensive, but it's actually cheaper than American, if that makes sense. But $11 million compared to $125,000, it's not that steep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when it came out, it made $7.3 million
because it actually got a theater release.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna say, yeah. It's weird because like it's kind of hard if a movie goes straight to Netflix. How do we know how much it makes?
Yeah, no, it actually went to theaters. Like it was in theaters last month, and I wanted to go see it real bad, but it just kept.
It not says going, it was only released in 1,034 American theaters.
That doesn't sound right because it was in AMC Muncie.
That's what I'm reading.
Muncie don't get shit.
Well, I think the one in Muncie's got like a small. Like, that's where The Witch was playing. It's like a small theater for, like, movies that are like this, right?
Well, but Late Night with the Devil was there for, like, a few weeks, though.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't, like, a one-and-done type thing. It was there for a few weeks. Because I kept, like, putting it off because I wanted to go see it, but I just didn't go.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Awesome, though. It still made $7 million, regardless of how much it was put into it.
Maybe more, maybe less, but right. Yeah, it says...
I don't believe the $11 million it took to make it, because
there's no way. It said they made it with off $150,000.
That is a question, though. Like, how if a movie goes straight to Netflix, how do you know how much it makes? Is it just how much it was bought for? I mean, like, because they don't make money streaming it. Netflix makes money per subscription. There's no ads on Netflix.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I know this is on Shudder, but, like, you know?
I don't know, like, those logistics, man.
How the fuck does that work?
I guess we'll...
I think that's a lot of, like, what the writer strike was all about.
Yeah.
The SAG strike, I guess I should be saying.
Because, I mean, I don't know, like...
I'll look into it and give you guys an answer
If I make a movie and Netflix is like, oh, here's $2 million, I'll say thank you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, like... I also don't have $2 million, and these people probably have way more than that. So
they also just don't pay for everything either. Like,
yeah,
it's weird. I don't know. I don't know all that logistic shit. Because you have to, like, film in certain cameras, and you have to, like, edit in certain things to even be thought about being put on Netflix. So it's pretty wild.
Yeah.
It's crazy, though, because they have some pretty shit quality shows on there.
Oh, yeah.
Amazon Prime's a lot easier to get on, too, from what I've heard.
Tubi's the easiest.
Tubi?
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, dude, Tubi just has fucking everything. It's awesome.
It really does.
How do you submit movies and shit to that?
I don't know. I need to know, but I know it's not too difficult.
That'd be cool.
It's pretty crazy that Tubi has shit that most of the streaming services don't even fucking
have. And it's completely
free.
Yeah, they just have a fucking butt ton of ads, dude.
But it kind of makes me feel like I'm watching live TV again, because I can't tell you the last time I've watched fucking live TV. I'm always on something like that watching it.
That's what I like about Shudder, because there's like channels on there to where it's like, it just plays movies and it's like, fuck yeah, this is badass, dude. That just, it makes you feel like, like you're a kid.
Yeah.
But all right, let's score this bitch.
Okay.
Fun score?
Definitely a 9.
9? Okay.
Yeah. I really had fun.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Had a lot of fun, but
I'm gonna go 8.5.
Yeah, it's definitely an 8. It was super fun.
I didn't know what was gonna happen next.
Yeah, right.
It was a good time. Scary.
Some stuff about it was like a little bit. Like, I don't know. I don't want to be like 2, like 6.
Yeah.
Some aspects were like really freaky, and then I was getting real fucking antsy, and like at the end I was just like, holy shit! But it wasn't like.
I love the owl.
Yeah.
That was cool.
There was a lot of cool shit. I'll go 7.
Yeah, I'll probably go 7 also, just because the ending made me feel fucking weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's the only thing that scares me in movies is abnormal things. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't like it.
I give it a 4 on the scary.
Really?
Yeah. It didn't scare me. I just had such a good time.
It's just the end, man. That's what got me.
Yeah, it was pretty much the end. And then, I don't know. It's not scary at all. It's just... it was kind of a mind fuck.
A little hog cranky, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do the final score. I'm going to go with a fucking 8.
8.
Solid 8. Just a solid fucking 8.
I love that. I will do that as well. I'm giving it 8.5, actually.
I was going to go 8.5.
Quote, I mean, it's pretty original, but knowing about the WNUF and watching that and knowing how, like, awesome that is, like, It's hard to say it's original, but it's just so well executed. So I'm going 8.5.
Yeah, I feel like this is, I know it's like streaming and shit, but I feel like this is a movie that's worth like owning.
I'm buying it. There is a really nice copy that's coming out on Blu-ray, but it also comes with a VHS.
Oh, nice.
They took the behind the scenes stuff out, and it's just the talk show on the VHS.
Oh, nice.
I think that's so fucking cool.
But that was fucking expensive, wasn't it?
It's $80.
That's not terrible.
But it comes with the book In Conversation with the Devil. It comes with like this fake TV guide ad. It comes with the Blu-ray, comes with another booklet, and then comes with the VHS. That's fucking awesome.
It's definitely worth fucking $80.
Can you get just the Blu-ray though?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it's $80.
You could go in and like we'll save shipping.
It's also $80.
It's $80. Yeah.
No, so the one with the VHS is $80. If you want it without the VHS and one of the books, it's $50, and then there's a standard release for like $25. But I'm importing it from Australia.
Oh,
so shipping is like $10 to $20. Going to buy something else.
Is it going to play? Well,
yeah.
PS5.
Yeah, it's
PSP.
It's region free.
You don't say PS. I think PS5s are region free with everything too.
They are, but if a Blu-ray's region B, it won't play in it.
That's fucking horseshit.
Yeah, I had to buy a special Blu-ray player to be able to play shit like that.
I like the guy that was the main actor, too.
He is good.
Yeah.
His acting was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Well, it's crazy to see him play that role, but he also played in Suicide Squad, like the Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah. He was Polka-Dot. That's right. And what else he's in.
His character from that to this was just like mind-blowing, but like I've seen him in like TV series and stuff, too. He's a really, really fucking good actor. Like, probably, I wouldn't say underrated as fuck.
Yeah, I want to see him in more horror shit.
Yeah, because, like, in the Suicide Squad, he played, like, a whiny little, like, bitch. Yeah, like, he really was. Like,
fucking bitch.
It was fucking crazy, but then to see him in this, it's like, damn, dude, like, he can just fucking fluctuate all over the place. It was fucking cool.
Yeah, he was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to get that out.
Thinking about, is this your pick or my pick?
Yours.
Mine.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
What was last week's?
Freddy versus Jason.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. It is yours.
I feel like I've been just throwing out a lot of, like, my top ones that I know are going to be fucking 10, so I don't want to do that. I want to do something a little different. And this is going to be hard to find out there, because this movie, I know you've seen it. You had to have seen it. It's just called Zombie. It was originally called Zombie 2.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're going Italian on us, huh?
For one scene only.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
The eyeball scene?
No, not the eyeball scene.
The underwater scene.
It's getting close to summertime. I want to see a zombie fighting a fucking shark, all right?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's funny. Like, the original Grave River podcast, we reviewed this movie, and I fucking bombed. I said, this is the worst piece of shit of all fucking time.
No way.
Then I watched it again, and I was like, I fucked up.
Yeah.
So I want to see, because I hated it, and then I was like, this is pretty good. I want to see if it still holds up, because I bought it since then, and yeah.
That's really funny.
I don't know if this is streaming anywhere. Do you have it?
Yeah, I own it.
Okay, so I own it, too. So, Tanner, you can watch it with me if that's, if it's not streaming. I don't think it is. But
it might be on Tubi. It's funny, you know the reason why it's called Zombie 2? Because Dawn of the Dead was called Zombie in the UK, so they try to play it as a sequel to Dawn of the Dead.
We should have watched Dawn of the Dead first, but this will be fun. we'll do it in reverse order. But plus, we've not covered a zombie movie for a while, you know. Mm-mm. So yeah, we'll do that.
Hell yeah.
That should be a lot of fucking fun. I know this isn't gonna get a 10 for me, so.
Oh, I think this movie's great.
Yeah.
I feel like Tanner's going to fucking hate it because of the dubbing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it from 79?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it streaming?
It's on AMC Plus. It's Amazon. Wow. Pluto.
It's funny because, like, we've all been playing Magic, and I have a zombie deck, and there's a card called Shark Typhoon, and it produces sharks. And I'm like, I kind of want to throw that card in the zombie deck just for this movie. You know? So, all right. But, yeah, I think that'll be fun. So look for that shit if you can find it.
Yeah.
And watch that bitch with the... So you guys got anything else?
Nope. Quick episode tonight, guys.
Yeah, it was. It's a quick movie, but it's a fucking good movie.
Yeah.
Just go fucking watch it.
Watch it.
Yep, watch it.
Motherfuckers. Bye, yeah. We will...
Crank you later, dude.
We'll see y'all next week. Peace.